Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
More storm cleanup in Texas. Graduation will go on despite recent protests and what moms really want for Mother's Day. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. All over North Texas, you'll find splintered wood, scattered shingles, and broken glass, all from yesterday's storms that may have missed Fort Worth and Dallas, but took dead aim to the southwest and northeast. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
Northeast of Dallas near Commerce, Delta County was bashed by large hail and merciless winds. One homeowner was worried about his wife.
Check on my wife and thank goodness she's okay. And then I told her, well, part of the roof's in the front yard. And so we got out and looked around to see if any other damage, and nothing other than some windows cracked with hail.
There were some injuries in Delta County, but no fatalities. There is structural damage from both wind and hail in communities like Ben Franklin, Lake Creek, and Enloe. Meanwhile, southwest of Fort Worth in Hood County along the Brazos, there's damage from hail the size of tennis balls and baseballs in Pecan Plantation. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, to our north, severe storms in Cook County wreaked havoc on traffic along I-35. We get more on that from KRLD's Steve Eberhardt.
Southbound I-35 near the Spring Creek exit had high water flooding covering the roadway, shutting down the southbound lanes of I-35 and the service road for hours, and leaving hundreds of motorists stranded in the concrete walled-in construction zones. Northbound traffic was affected as well for a time. Some drivers reported being stuck in traffic with nowhere to go for upwards of 5 hours Thursday afternoon. One vehicle was seen on social media submerged in water over the doors. As of midnight, the floodwaters had receded and I-35 was reported open and traffic moving this morning.
The University of Texas at Austin will be holding an in-person graduation this weekend, bucking the national trend of cancellations over fears of protest. Kevin Eltife, who heads the UT Board of Regents, defended the use of state troopers to arrest activists.
Outside groups coming in on our campuses in an effort to be disruptive is not an option and will never be, and will be dealt with every time.
It's not clear if any protests are planned for the weekend. There have been sporadic protests at the flagship campus over the last 2 weeks, and more than 130 people have been arrested. The Department of Homeland Security wants to change the process for people seeking asylum. KRLD's Alan Skaya says they hope to make the process faster.
The head of Homeland Security says the rule change would keep Americans safe by identifying people who could pose a security risk more quickly. Alejandro Mayorkas says the plan would let officers figure out if an asylum seeker is a security risk earlier in the process. But Governor Greg Abbott called the plan feckless. He says it'll do nothing to slow record-breaking illegal immigration, and efforts by Texas have led to what he calls a substantial drop in illegal immigration here, while it's increasing in other states. From the 24-hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas farmers and ranchers are cheering a move by the state to reimburse landowners for property damage that comes from a surge of illegal immigration.
Those costs are often not able to be recovered through normal insurance or other protections like your fences, your gates, even water troughs.
Gary Joyner with the Texas Farm Bureau says fences are destroyed daily by human smugglers trying to evade police. Those must be repaired quickly to keep livestock safe. But Joyner says the so-called landowner compensation program does not solve the larger border security issue. Police in Denton arrested an adult woman accused of beating a teenage girl on a school bus. KGRLD's Austin York has the story.
Police say 21-year-old Traviana Mays boarded a school bus along with her teen sister and assaulted a 13-year-old. The Denton ISD bus driver called police to report the fight. The victim's mother told police that the assault continued after she got off the bus as well. Mays turned herself in to police yesterday. She's charged with injury to a child. Police have not said whether or not charges are being considered for Mays' sister. The teen was removed from school, according to the ISD. The victim was injured but is doing okay and returned to school. No motive was given for the assault. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A legendary Southwest Airlines leader has died. Colleen Barrett was 79. One of her colleagues, Ed Stewart, shared memories about her.
To be clear, Colleen Barrett was the heart and soul of Southwest Airlines. There would not be a Southwest as you know it right now without Colleen.
Barrett was known at Southwest as the Queen of Hearts. She became president in 2001 and led the airline through one of the most difficult periods after the September 11th attacks. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and hopefully moms will be showered with gifts. So what do moms really want? A new survey by YouGov asked moms that question. The survey of 500 American mothers showed that a meal out was the number one thing. It was followed by flowers, something handmade, and gift cards. Clothing, beauty products, and vacations ranked at the bottom of the list. The poll found that 60% of moms really just want to spend time with their children. Another 31% say they would like to spend time with their own mother or family. And 20% say they want to be left alone. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.